maybe in the case of the University of Michigan, 11% of the way or something like that.
Never any further than that. In the case of the University of Michigan, let's take on LSAT scores, which now are between 10 and 49, they won't take anybody less than a 40. And probably they're only just reaching down to get maybe the last few people to get a 41 or a 40. Everybody else is about that, probably. Now, that's great. But one of the things that happens when you do that is you almost certainly assure that your entire class is going to be Caucasian or Oriental. I mean, there aren't going to be any blacks in that class, or very few, by the numbers. There are going to be very few ethnic Italians, the children of the artisans, the children of the police officers, the people who are the first college graduate in their family, the Poles, the Lithuanians, people who are second, third generation here in the country. You're going to have a lot of Jewish people, a lot of them, because they're going to be at the top of the list. So that's the kind of student body you're going to have.
You are aware of all of this very keenly.
I've been in this business for 20 years. Well, I've seen it. I've read. I've studied. I've seen statistics. And what I'm giving you is just the assimilation of a lifetime of doing it, being involved in this business. And I could be taught. Maybe I'm just spitting out a lot of prejudices that I've developed through the years. But I think the statistics would bear out what I'm trying to tell you. So the problem then is that if all you're going to do is go down so far in the barrel, you're going to have a selective student body. It's not going to be a diverse student body. It's going to self-select according to these standards. So now what are you going to do? You got to have minorities because you're denying the opportunity for education to minorities. So what do? They dip down into the barrel for only particular people. So they're going to run down from an index of 80 to an index of 40 or 50. It's only going to be for a black guy. It's only going to be for an Hispanic. It's not going to be for a white guy. Now, what's happening here? You take some kid whose academic credentials don't hold up to the rest of the class, and you bring him in because he was an Eagle Scout and because he worked hard and because he was an athlete or whatever else, and he showed leadership and you fuzz it all over with all of these artificial criteria that are not the criteria that you normally use to select people. But you build a case that this person is acceptable because of all these special things, and then you bring him in. No, he's not going to do well in school. He can't keep up. So you don't want to flunk him out, because now you're only flunking out the black kids. And now your academic attrition becomes discriminatory, because it's always the black kids who flunk out. So you get him a tutor. Now the black kid comes and he sits in the dean's office and he carries a sign and he says, "It's unfair. You make me go to tutorial classes. Nobody else has to go to tutorial classes. It's racially discriminatory that I have to go to the tutorial class." So now you don't make them go to tutorial classes, but you don't want to flunk them. So you give them a little extra consideration on the examination. You'll let them write an extra paper. You let them have whatever else. You get subjective about your grading system. Now you end up giving two kinds of diplomas on the stage at graduation. The regular diplomas, which have been earned according to the standards of the school, academic standards, and the special diplomas that are being awarded to those special students that you've given a special admission and a special academic standard to as they go through school. So now, what have you got? You got a graduate out there, and everybody knows there are two kinds of diplomas. The trick is, can you guess which kind of a diploma this graduate of the University of Michigan who's applying for a job at your law firm, which kind of a diploma does he have? First class or second class? You've got only one thing to go on: the color of his skin. And that's the guess you make. This guy probably isn't as well educated as that guy because this guy's got a black skin. Now you perpetuated prejudice, you perpetuated discrimination, and you have demeaned this individual who could easily have gone to a school with white kids who had a 50 index or a 51 index, who were no smarter than he was, who would have participated in the class. He would have fought for grades and competed for grades against those other kids. He'd have gotten a first-class diploma, and he'd have gone out and been able to do with it just like the other kid next to him. You know? So my argument is that the elitist system has created more problems than it's solved. And the problem, as far as I'm concerned, is the elitist system. It's the idea that educational institutions are only for the top selected people. Now, I suppose Harvard, University of Chicago, the private schools, if they want to start a private school and only educate the Mensa Society, that's their business. You know, it's private dollars and private time and energy, let them do it. But certainly public schools shouldn't do it. And certainly there ought to be some private schools, like Cooley, whose mission it is to have an open door and to teach everybody who wants to come, everybody who's got any reasonable chance of being able to get through. Anyway, no, I'm talking.
But anyway,
this is not history.